Hi, my girl.
Hi.
How have you been feeling after being wolf whistled by parrots? Any more animals doing it?
Well, it's the only thing that's wolf whistling at me at the minute, I'll be honest. May I feel any road?
You're not feeling hot at the minute?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
The clinic looks good, though.
Yeah, it does. It's gorgeous inside. It's not fully finished. I need a couch and odd little bits and bats, but I can work in it.
I feel like the vision, though, that what you had of it, like,
my phone's full of Pinterest. That's what I've gone off. So now when I go on, everything comes up. And I'm like, I've got that.
I was wondering where she had these little ideas from. Because thinking, her creative mind's on fire.
Yeah, no creativity in me. It's off that. Just kept logging in each day. But when you search a certain thing, it then brings up more around the same type of subject, doesn't it? So,
what was your vision fully for it? Because obviously a lot of the listeners won't really know.
So minimalistic. So do you know when you see a content room?
Yeah.
Of where people are going creating content, that. So I don't have to go and do that. I can just do it in my own clinic.
It's actually a good idea, to be fair, if you think about it.
Yeah, because people pay, don't they, to go and see these, stand there and be filmed and take photos and whatever else. But I've just got it there in my room.
Yeah. Well, it does. It looks beautiful, because I've seen that you did like the Medicaid little post the other day. And I just thought, even just seeing like your first patient in a robe and everything, it just looked so stunning that you just like, you'd go and pay for that experience.
Yeah. And to be fair, that's quite one of the reasons I have done it. And it is, that's the way of life now, isn't it? People, like, for instance, my dad is like, you could have renovated a house for this. And I'm like, oh, breathe. Because he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He just thinks that you're pulling like your money into something and you're wasting it. But people live off social media these days, mm-hmm. and people's come because of what it looks like.
100%. I think that's what people need to realise. Everything's about the aesthetic of stuff.
Yeah.
It's that cool girl. Where's that cool girl going? I want to go to the same place. And it's what it looks like on social media.
Yeah.
And if that's not there,
then nobody's coming.
Exactly.
And then the business is down the pan.
Hopefully it's not, darling. It's going to thrive.
To be fair, I've had loads of messages and stuff. And, you know, I'm already established anyway. Yeah. It's not that I'm starting out new, which is something my dad just doesn't understand. I'm like, Dad, I'm already a business.
Well, I think as well, what you've done, you've gone down a longevity route, haven't you? You've gone from aesthetics to that kind of wellness girl. It's your yoga, your Pilates that's coming in. They're having their facial, they're doing a yoga class, they're having their aesthetics, and it's 360 package.
Yeah, you can get
everything. And that experience with it.
And then we've got all other girls in there, so you can literally come and have whatever you want, all under one roof.
We'll need to do this new trend that's out there at the moment called face flooding. Have you heard about it?
No.
So it's this trend, and it's basically layering all your products. So it's quite good for when we were recommending the other day about like your tretinoin, your retinols. So it's literally giving so much hydration into the skin. It's like cell turnover, but it's layering like your toners, your serums, like your HAs and your moisturisers. And it's this thing that's just gone wild on TikTok.
So what, we just put all that on our face all at once?
Yeah.
I do that anyway, mate.
Well, I do anyway, but I feel like with the way TikTok is, I mean, I do and I look like I've had a shower.
Yeah, Sames.
Whereas it's just a new trend on TikTok that probably all the kids will.
All right, I just do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do that because sometimes you've just not got time to do anything else and it's all going on at once, isn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe my kids will be coming home like later looking like they've been in shower if it's on TikTok. They're obsessed, aren't they?
But you know, we're obviously from a professional point, these trends, what people aren't realising, you can overdo it with the skin. So when you're putting all that kind of moisture in, what you're not doing is actually getting to the cell. Because if you're not truly putting on there what you need, so if you're not exfoliating that cell and it's just too much, what happens is you just overproduce oil because the cell just thinks, whoa, there's too much on here already.
Yeah. It's like draining, isn't it? Mm. You're draining your face in things that you don't really need on.
Yeah.
But it's the way of the life of this TikTok. It's crazy.
It's
absolutely
like the whole Molly May thing that went viral last week, and it's just one thing that trends on it just keeps trending.
Which is why they've done it, I think, with the AI thing, which is what we discussed.
Yeah.
They're not daft, are they?
No, we have to do something that's on there that gets controversial views or something. What are you thinking about Pamela Anderson? I'm loving this.
I love her anyway.
Well, I think she's good for society.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that, look, Pamela Anderson was your ultimate pin-up girl. She was your plastic girl, the big boobs, the blonde hair. it was everyone's poster girl, but to see her be so influential now on aging, it's like a powerful move.
So have you watched her on Netflix?
Love that documentary.
Yeah, same. So I didn't really, have anything about Pamela that I used to think, oh yeah, I love her or whatever. I just knew who she was for them reasons that you've just obviously stated. But then when I watched that, I was crying and everything, and I thought, you just don't know what people go through in life, do you?
Well, you should watch it. I mean, obviously, you've watched the documentary already, but I think if you haven't watched that documentary, watch. It's called... what was the guy she was with in the sex video come out?
I don't know his name, but that was in the documentary that she's done as well, isn't it? Was he not the kid's dad?
He's the kiddie's dad. She lost her career and everything because of him, didn't she? But there's a documentary about their love life on Prime or Disney, it's on, and I binge-watched that, and then I watched the documentary, and it was just unbelievable how vulnerable she was
I've not seen
series.
That. I'll have a look at that
And then
one.
To see her own documentary, now she still speaks so highly of that relationship.
Yeah.
But I would have never have put her and Liam Neeson together.
No. I feel like when that documentary was on, like, it didn't even look like her. I couldn't believe it were her, mate.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
And, like, I went straight on Instagram and followed her. And I was like, it's actually her, So then I'm going back on old pictures trying to sort of figure out how it is her, because she has age, but obviously so do we all.
Yeah.
But she's very elegant about it, isn't she?
Well, she goes on the red carpet, no makeup, and just like, this is me, I'm not filtered. I don't think she's actually had much work done either.
No, because she does say it in the documentary, because if you actually take notice, I don't think she has Botox done.
No, she doesn't.
Because the first thing I look at on people that now is if the red moves. But I thought she doesn't have Botox or anything.
Because Liam Neeson's obviously the highest paid actor in Hollywood, and he's never moved on from when his ex-wife died. Do you know who his ex-wife used to be? Do you remember the mum who played the mum in Parent Trap?
Yeah.
That was his ex-wife, and obviously she died on a skiing holiday.
Right.
And he's never moved on, well, publicly. And then to come out with Pamela Anderson, I just thought, wow, what a powerful move. That, although probably back in the day, Pamela Anderson wouldn't have been probably for him, but I think for what she stands for now.
Yeah.
Is so classy and elegant that I understand why they've come together.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's going to be a proper powerhouse move for them.
Yeah, and that's nice though for them. And her, I love her. I do really like her.
So yeah, that's what I love about it. Like, it's so elegant because you've got, look, I love Kris Jenner as well, but I feel Kris Jenner's facelift is unbelievable. That costs like 100 grand, by the way.
Did it?
100,000 pounds.
So is this the Kardashians' mum?
This is the Kardashians' mum.
Yeah.
And basically, I've been following the surgeon and everything. He does everything. Obviously, she's already had tweaks, but to see two very big characters from Hollywood, shall we say, to go two different ways and still look fantastic in their own ways. But then how you see the Kardashians do it, and now like Kim's released this, it's called a face bandage. And it's by Skims. And I think you go to sleep in it and you literally tighten it round your face and it keeps everything in place.
Like the buccal fat thing, what you have on?
Yeah, a little bit like that. Yeah. So it's meant to like tone your face and everything.
All right. I'll try that then.
No, but it's actually trending as well. It's, it's everywhere at the minute. Like, you've got all plastic surgeons speaking about it, saying, you know, what is this that she's...
Is this for bed, I'm guessing? You don't walk around with it on?
They probably do in the day in LA, but hey, we'll start probably seeing that in Liverpool, everyone walking around with Skims.
It'll bandage like, around your head.
It'll be like, you know, the kids in Liverpool and they wear the balaclavas on like the bikes. The best thing
is... girls, that'll be a female version.
All the girls in the Range Rovers in Liverpool going to get a matcha. It's Skims, baby.
My God, chaos.
To be fair, I'm going to pick a dress up over the weekend because I want a dress because I'm going to Marbella. I might see if they've got a little Skims face bandage.
Take it with you.
You see me on the flight with some eye masks on, you know it's me.
Are you going to Marbella?
I'm going to go and see my friend over there.
Oh, right.
So I'm back on my travels again.
Every weekend?
Oh, I'm taking the piss, these air miles. So I'm just like, oh, I'm off. But I just think in the UK right now, you go out and you spend just as much. So why would you
not travel?
Really, yeah, for little weekends. And
we're going to Ibiza, aren't we? So I've got that in 3 weeks. That's when you're there, actually, isn't
it? Same time.
Are you organised? Because,
well, I've got a little recommendation. I think it's called Calajon. It's this restaurant there, so I'm trying to get a booking for it at the moment. It's very south of France vibes. It's, you go, there's no food on. It's it, not no food. Oh, of course it's food.
We're going to a restaurant here.
There's no music, so everyone like just sits and talk, but it's very much all Americans go, like, yeah, just very chilled, all different kind of nationalities. And I don't think it, but the food, it had this thing the other day and it was like eggs with caviar and just unbelievable. So I'm trying to get a little reservation for that while I'm there. Shuts at 5, but cool, chic people.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to all these nightclubs and that when I go.
You said that. You said you're going to go.
Yeah, we're doing a bit more chilly stuff, like boat trips and.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit of a holiday as well for us, because we've already had a, well, not a summer holiday, but we went away in May.
Yeah.
So now this is a weekend with no kids, because my mum is up to here.
What are you going kids, for?
Isn't she? One of our friends' birthdays.
Nice, a big
one. So we're
going
in couples. No, just average birthday, but it's just an excuse to go away, isn't it?
Well, you need to, because if you think once this month's over, we're going into winter.
I know.
Will you hibernate in winter? Oh, I do, yeah. Skincare in winter.
Yeah, I'll probably do, well, my studio's opening, isn't it?
So you'll work on that.
So we'll be, I'll just be in there all the time.
Well, I've just literally gone back on all me, all my supplements, because I've not took them for 8 weeks. Going all back on my supplements. I'm going to get back on, I'm going to start Cosmolan. Have you heard Cosmolan for pigmentation?
No.
It's a really, really good peel, but you peel for a good 7 to 14 days off it. So it's quite downtime. You wouldn't really do it in the summer because you'd just, the pigmentation had just come back. But it's, yeah, a 4 week prep, which I'll probably start the 1st of September, then do the peel. So it's this peel, you put it on, it's like mud on your face, and you go home in it and you don't kind of wipe it off till the evening, and then everything just sheds and sheds. But it's the only one that gets really deep, especially for like melasma and stuff like that. And it really gets your skin like glass. So I'm going to start that.
I've never seen that, because I have loads of clients who, is this something that you would do, you have to do personally, or could you do it as a treatment?
No, it's a treatment. It's done in clinic. Okay. You couldn't give it anyone to go home because they'd just burn the face off. It's really, like stringent.
So you can do it on your clients?
Yeah,
because I have a lot who
for.
Come with that, especially when they've had kids, when they've just given birth and things, the pigmentation in some people is really bad, isn't it? And it's confidence for some people's terrible with it. And I've had girls who'll come in, and they've plastered foundation on the face trying to hide it.
Yeah.
But it actually makes it look worse.
Well, it's the only peel that actually does go down to the basal cell to remove that pigmentation, whereas most others will only do it superficially. Lasers will only do it and it'll break it down, but it'll still travel through the skin.
Yeah.
With Cosmolan, it literally goes so deep that everything is just flawless and it just flakes off.
See, I would love... I would in winter because I don't go out, but during summer... Told you before, this tan of mine,
I can't. You love to be tanned.
Yeah, I couldn't have it off.
But you probably wouldn't really like it because you'd go so pale on the face.
Yeah.
That for you, you'd probably be like, no. I like to be tanned.
I like the tan. I know.
Whereas
that's
going to make you really, really pale.
But then at the same time, I want glass looking skin all the time. I can't have both. I know.
Because I've been using that thing, haven't I? That Nivea for my skin. Because I've not used a sunbed or really sat in the sun.
Oh, you mean the tan drops?
The tan drops. And I only noticed it today. I am starting to kind of see it coming out in me. And I was thinking, what does this do? Is it bringing melanin into my skin? But whenever, like, you know, like you can take them tanning injections. I remember taking them when I was younger and I vomited everywhere. I don't know how people take them.
I've only ever tried the nasal tan. I've never tried a tummy one.
Yeah, so this is like an injection, but the minute you take it, I threw up, so I don't know what it is that's...
But you don't know what you're taking, do you, let's be honest?
That's it. And normally when I take that, all my freckles and moles come out, and I'm like, oh, God, I look dirty. Whereas with this, it doesn't seem to be doing that. I'm just getting glowy.
Yeah.
So what I tend to do, I tend to get, like, my little shots with all, like, my ginseng in and stuff like that. And I've been getting them from these gorgeous ones from Marksies. You do an AM and a PM shot. So the AM one gives you a boost of energy and the PM like relaxes you to go to sleep, but it's got all like your goodness in. So I've been doing that with my ashwagandha. I've been taking, what else have we taking? My B complex, multi-minerals, vitamin D3. Oh, it's like a chemist right now.
I've just ordered the ashwagandha. I Ashwanda, Wanga.
Yeah, I feel great off it.
One of the girls at Pilates, one of the girls who's an instructor there,
yeah,
come in the other morning because I've been doing the F6 in the morning classes. Don't know how I've managed to get there, but I have.
You've been doing that every day, even though, like, yeah, kind of...
I've not posted it, and I have been there, guys, but I've just not had a minute for post.
Yeah.
But I have been going, and she said to me on, is it whatever day it was, Wednesday maybe, that she'd taken magnesium and this ashwanga.
Yeah, ashwanda.
Ashwanda. I don't know. What it, yeah, it is.
Well, look.
The night before. And she said to me, she was in the middle of doing it, and she was like, she went, do you know what? I took these last night and I feel amazing today.
Yeah.
I said, send me it over. I need some. Seriously.
Anything that makes me.
Anyway, I've ordered them. But the one she'd sent me, the magnesium, I already have. It's that Geeks.
Okay.
They're only off Amazon. They weren't that expensive. But if you take two about tea time, they're supposed to help you with your sleep.
Yeah.
But then she said that she's made her own magnesium butter and she puts it on her feet.
Well, yeah, because do you know what? There's my friend actually gave me a tub of it, and it's magnesium sleep butter. And I don't know if it's a psychological thing, but it does actually work. I've done it like when I've kind of been drunk, come in and everything, put it on your feet and you're like... Straight really? Away off it.
Well, she said, I'm going to make some, I'll bring it in for you. I said, oh God, yeah, I'd love that.
Where's she getting her magnesium from?
I don't know. I don't know why she's doing it. I've not, honestly, down dead serious now. I'm there thinking she's got a lure pack and she's mixing it in. Honestly, this was and I thought, is that what she's doing? She's not going to come in and give me that. Is she tap on? But then I've looked at it online and it's actually, like, obviously in a cream tub and stuff. I mean, knows, might be a lure pack. I don't know. I don't know if she's making it, but like...
She's udding a cow, is that what you call it when you udd a cow?
She's doing something. Anyway, she's bringing me something, so I'm going to try it.
See what it feels like.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, anything that is... Like, her dad is a bit of a guru for wellness, I think, for tablets, like vitamins and things. So she said that the ashwanda, I'll keep saying that because I've no idea, yeah, is not in the plastic or anything like that. So you're not swallowing plastic and things, because some people won't take a supplement because of that.
Because obviously we're formulating drippy at the moment, and this is everything that we're thinking about with it all. So obviously we have it in a liquid, but then each week, like I was saying, we have a different vitamin that you're low on. So like your folate, your magnesium, your iron. And obviously that comes in a capsule form, but that's what we were saying. We don't want the capsule to be anything that's plastic.
Yeah.
Because what we're doing with it, with the actual ingredient, we're putting it with olive oil so the body recognises it and obviously takes it in. And that's one of the things that we're working with at the minute. We're saying, look, it can't be plastic.
Yeah, no.
So people in that industry will not take it. And no. The thing is, it's not like you can try and pretend, because people who are into the wellness are quite educated on what they're taking, so they'll just be all over it. But yeah, it's true.
She said, I'll send you these over because these are obviously what my dad's like recommended as such. So I've ordered them and I'm going to start doing that, and hopefully I can see a little bit of a difference.
Well, there's this little shop in St. Helens, and me with all my little freaky ways. Do you follow the guy who's on Instagram, Ewan something, and he goes to all the haunted places in Liverpool?
No.
Oh, he's great. Do I believe half it? I don't know, but I'm intrigued. I'm like, oh gosh. He goes like to all these mad places saying that this ghost did this, and you see them pulling him out the bed and that, and you're like, whoa.
Is that an AI?
To chat to you, you just make that happen.
As is everything.
You're like, ooh. And it's funny because I'm going to go back to that in a minute, because I've seen something on Instagram and I'm thinking, I wonder if that's AI. And he put this... It was like a crystal and wellness. I didn't know it had all like the vitamins there when I went, but I just thought it was this crystal shop. And I was like, oh, I've got to go. So when I was in Vegas a few years ago, I seen this massive crystal on a stand. I was like, I'd love one of them. But they're like £800-900. I was thinking, how am I getting that back to the UK? And I'd seen it. It's like a warehouse, or what is it like when they provide to shops?
Yeah, so it's that wholesale.
So it's all like wholesale crystals. So I went and I got this most beautiful crystal there. And then they had the shop next to it, which was full of all like the vitamins, like everything there, like mushrooms, your B complexes, just everything. So I was in awe there. And then you go into this crystal shop and it's got all your sage and like everything witchy, and you're just like, oh, love it. What's this?
It's all in my salon. Come to my salon and see it all.
So I got everything. come home, I put the crystals up in the house, I saged them all, I made them me, and like the energy in the house, you can really feel it. It's just beautiful. But with an amethyst, obviously it's all about like spiritual guidance and bringing that spiritual light into the house. And so I had it there up, and I was watching this film, and I was literally an hour into doing it all. And it was just this American film, just a really cheesy chick flick, but it's got that hot guy in it out of 365. Do you know which one I mean?
No.
Have you not watched 365?
No. Is this something else I need to watch?
This is a hot, hot film, but maybe like...
I'll watch it.
It's like a sequel of three. But it's got him in it, the Italian actor, who I think you've seen like Khloe Kardashian for a bit. And when he was when they were doing it, it was this scene in it, and it said, oh, who am I signing this book for? And she was like, I want you to sign it to Benice. And I was like, whoa, that's my mum's name. Like, that name does not just appear just anywhere. And I just thought, I'd just done all that with all my crystals. And it was all about kind of bringing spiritual energy in. And then she come up on a film. It gave me goosebumps. So when I come in from the clinic last night, I had my sage out again. I was saging the energy off me.
Get rid of everything because you've been around people.
Yeah.
That's what I've got, sage in clinic myself.
You need it.
I've got my little tarot cards. Not that everybody's into tarot. And I don't know tarot. I've just...
You've never bought them yourself, though?
No, no, no.
Good. Someone's bought them for you.
I did a course on it. So I got given them in the course. So I've never used them. They're just there. But I like pulling cards.
You did it for me the other week.
Yeah. So I like doing all that. So I brought my deck of cards in. I've got all my little crystals and my Buddha. And it's all in clinic. I brought all my... That was another thing I posted actually earlier. I brought all my... old books.
I've seen it, but isn't that a gorgeous little thing that they can come into clinic and borrow a book?
Yeah, because I thought some people can't afford to buy them.
Yeah.
And obviously, if they're coming for treatments, I'm not saying that they've not got no money, but sometimes because of, I've got a coffee corner and I've got a couch, and if somebody's early or if they just want to nip in, because it's round the back from where I'm working, they're not actually in my workspace, they can sit and read.
Yeah.
And I got a little, like it's called the Happy Jar.
Oh.
So come today, actually, and it's full of affirmations. So we'll leave it on the table. Do you know, so people can just take one?
But you know what it is as well? Someone might come in on a bad day and just need to kind of just to pull that out and make themselves feel better, or what, they might not even be on a journey and just read a paragraph out of that book, and like it'll change their mindset somehow.
Yeah.
Especially if they're in like a bad relationship and they just don't know where to go in life. Little gestures like that could actually change.
Well, I think if you sat there... Like, and you're not into it all, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you just sat there and you're waiting, I can't sit still and do nothing. Yeah. So if there was something in front of me, whether I liked it or I didn't, I'd get it. So I think if there's a book on table and they're sat waiting, they might just pick it up and think, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
Read a little bit on back and think, oh, I'll read that. And then just in that moment then, they can be addicted like us.
No, absolutely. They'd be on the pod.
Yeah. I'm trying to turn everybody into it. I'm like, come on, everybody. It's like a cult.
Join the crew. I know you'll be literally the Wigan cults.
I know, and then I've got when my studio's open, I'll be like, everybody in.
Shit.
Everybody.
Do you know what, though? I was in, last year I was in Dubai, and I'd seen her years ago, probably 2019, and what she told me was actually everything come true. It's this psychic in Bickerstaff called Linda. And I booked her last year, and there was a year wait list, so I'm seeing her on Wednesday. And you know when you just think, wow, I didn't...
Where is she at?
Bickerstaff.
Where's that?
Is it like towards like Southport?
All right.
Like everyone goes to her, but like there's, you're guaranteed you've got to wait a year to go. But everyone like I know has been, like a lot come true for me. She's so accurate. But then that one that you got me as that present, she was so accurate as well.
Yeah, she's cards, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's cards. So I do find that they're very different. Depends on what you want from it as well.
Because Linda's very spiritual, so literally everything that comes through from a spiritual guide.
Yeah. To be fair, though, the cards are still spiritual, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's just that the red, so whatever's on that card can't be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when somebody's telling you something from spirit, you take that for what you want it to be.
Yeah.
So you can make your own little story up about what you want that to mean.
Especially sometimes when they've got the accuracy that they can't physically know, you're a bit like, oh, how did you know that?
It's like letters of names.
Yeah.
Like one of them once said to me about having an M and a Maggie. And I was thinking, before Maggie this, because I had a great grandma Maggie, which is why Maggie's called Maggie.
Okay.
And I used to think, Her actual name's Marion.
Yeah.
So why have you told me Maggie? Because that's all we knew her as.
Yeah.
And little things like that. I think, oh, would you know that?
Yeah, you've got to be proper accurate with me. Otherwise, I'll think you're a liar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I do believe in it all. Yeah, I do. I think you have to go to them anyway, aren't you?
I think I've always been, my mum was always into them. So yeah. Then I naturally always...
My mum and dad think I'm going out of my mind if I tell them I'm going to stuff like that. They're just not on my wavelength, but that's all right.
Let them be with it all. That's how you've got to look at it. So I'll have to tell you all about it next week.
Yeah, let us know an update.
I've actually been.
Can you video it? Film it? Or
it
record?
It depends. Some of them let you, some of them don't. Because I know I've been to another one in Southport and... Actually, no, it's not. Have you ever been to the one up in Manchester? Is his name... Begins with J.
Not Jimmy Walker.
Jimmy Walker. And he makes you sit, then you can't move. So you sat there and your hands are on your thing, and if you move, he goes, don't move.
It's retiring.
What?
Yeah, it's retiring. So one of my friends has booked and she's got one at last slots. He's retiring now.
To be fair, when I went to him last year, he looked frail.
Yeah. I think when I went, his wife said to me, he's only got like minimal spots available. He mustn't be working as much because he used to do it all the time. So I used to see him before he lived where he lives now.
It's gorgeous where he lives, though,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's so nice. He used to just live in a terraced house.
Oh, stop.
Not that far from where he is. So I've been there and then I've been to his house. But every time I went to him, he told me the same thing about the same people.
Yeah.
And I used to think, how does he know that? And, like, it was as though next time when I went, which could be 12 months after, I was like, he's still aware that this is still going on. And it's like, well, you just sort this mess out because you're doing it again or it's still here.
Because he's very, like, some I feel like you go to, they don't want to really tell you the bad stuff. But I feel like with Jimmy, he's so direct and he'll just say to you, you're going to... My friend went to him, actually, and he told her, he said, if you don't get out of this situation, you're going to lose your kids. It was crazy and things literally, everything he said came with it. And he is really good, him.
He is.
Was it you that told me about him then?
Might have been.
Yeah, because I feel like...
And then there's another lady called Ali Thompson. She's from up our way. She's always booked up. I've only ever seen her in like a group setting.
Yeah.
And I went, just as I split up with kid's dad, I went to, it was like an open room event. So like there was like 100 people in this room and she could literally pick anybody out because it depended who came through. No, she picked me.
Thought, not to petrified love. What was going to be said?
Well, I was already obviously... in a mess start with, because I was on my own with kids and didn't know what my life held for me. And she was like, I thought, no, please, no. But she knew because I had a tattoo on my hip and I've still got it now, but I had it covered over with some angel wings.
Yeah.
Because she said to me, your granddad, dear, he died of a heart attack, my granddad, when he was 49. So she'd said to me, he passed away and she was holding a chest.
Yeah.
And she was like, you never met him. But he's here and he's putting his angel wings around you because he knows you're going through this hard time. So that's what I had tattooed over the tattoo.
Wow.
Some angel wings. I mean, I'm in the middle of trying to remove it now because time's changing, all trends change, don't they? But she was so good. She had me in bits in the middle of this room full of about 100 people. So I've never face-to-faced her on my own.
Yeah.
But I've seen her and she's really good.
We should actually get one on. You know, like someone just to explain what is it and how they pick it up. Because I feel like, you know, like a lot of listeners, they'll probably listen and be like, they've never been to one, but do they believe in it? Do they want to? And just, because I'd be intrigued to see how they get the visions and how it comes.
I wonder if they could sit here and read us.
Yeah, and just do it that way. Because I'm quite intuitional, but mine comes mainly in dreams. So I'll dream about something. Well, to be fair, I dream about snakes and I know when that comes, something's changing in my life and I'll do it that way. But I couldn't physically sit there and read you.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I'd love to know how they do sit there and know what comes down, how they
download.
But
that's a skill. So even though they're intuitional and stuff like that, they still train to read people. Because I've asked that question before. You naturally have the talent to do it.
Yeah.
But I think you've got to still study something to read. Because I can read people, not as in like that.
Yeah.
But I know before something happens, what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. And I'll go, I knew that would go happen.
You're so in line with your guts.
Yeah.
And that kind of gut instinct, isn't it? What they say to go with. Another person who I've kind of been following, and she's called the Witch Assist. I have actually messaged to see if she'll come on. But she talks about when you start to delve into it in the wrong way, about like other kind of bad energy that comes in, but she's really blowing up on Instagram at the minute. I think she's just done a James English pardon that.
Oh, really?
And she's only from Liverpool, but she's quite intriguing what she's talking about. And because we've obviously brought all this side of it up, it'd be quite good to see if she has agreed, bring her on and just say, look, what is it that
goes on?
Yeah.
We want to know.
We want to know it all.
Turn me into one.
You'll be in the
back in me.
In the new clinic giving up aesthetics, just reading your cards for people.
I already, honestly, I'm retiring. I've already told it. I've said it. I'm leaving. I've done building up now and I'm going to be like, see ya.
Just get people to
I'll
work
just work
in
studio instead.
Exactly.
If I hit that again. Bloody hell.
But I was watching another thing, when I was talking about the AI thing before, and it was, have you ever watched the whole, like, Epstein documentary? It was absolutely huge, and it was about the whole thing around, like, because they reckon that he was killed, don't they now?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
So Epstein was, like, the huge, like, fella from, like, America, and he used to traffic girls all over the world for, like, the royals and that.
Oh, I've seen it. I have seen it. I've not watched it, though.
Yeah, like, Prince Andrew, and it was accused of, like, being part of, like, the cult and everything. And I think Giselle, she started to open up now about who was on the list and who was there at the time. And I watched this video. It's actually in The Independent. So it's got to be... have some source of truth to it for The Independent to put it on the socials, surely. Yeah. But they're saying that before he was found dead, that like an orange figure went into the cell, and they believe that possibly he was murdered. And then I was thinking, but then is that just another AI video? Because you just don't know what's truth and what's fiction now, do you?
Because people are picking up, people are actually making a business out of this AI because they're creating these social media pages and using that, and people are following it and watching it because they genuinely think it's real and it's not.
Have you not seen the new Dolce & Gabbana campaign and it's all AI?
No.
And the model is absolutely fire. And really? It's all AI, what they've created it. And you just think to yourself, was that now the end of the fashion industry and the supermodels and the models because they can create what they actually want through AI?
Yeah, they can choose it like down to the spec that they decide that they want it to be.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't get a call back for audition. I wish.
You'd have made it, girl, but unfortunately a robot beat you to it, my darling.
Well, we'll have to see if she'll come on then, that lady.
That's what I'm thinking.
A bit witchiest, did you say?
The witchassist.
Witchassist.
I have to follow her, and she does, like, exorcisms and stuff like that, but she's really blowing up at the moment. For the likes of, like, James English to be asking to go on, I think it launches Monday, and I'm intrigued to...
To know some more.
To know more.
Yeah, Sims.
She's quite like, you go down a page and you're intrigued.
Yeah.
It was my friend who told us to put everyone in the freezer to follow her.
Oh, right, was it?
Yeah, so Jessie told me.
Has she got that idea off her?
No, I don't think she does in the fridge. I think that was original by Jessie.
Yeah, well, we'll see then, hopefully then.
And then see, and then we'll get a little psychic on and see where it comes from.
A miss.
Apart from that, guys, love yous and leave yous.
See you later.